Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Have you heard any of these? This is not one of those cars that shows up at AJ's car shows.
Nitro fuel.
Yeah. This is a fireworks display grand finale.
Wow.
And they had one heck of a show in East Haven and over the last weekend, and then there'll be shows all this weekend and
awesome.
Next week. How do you put something like this together? Andy Randy is on. Love that name.
Andy Randy.
He's East Side Manager of American Fireworks. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, guys. Good to be here.
Oh, no, good to have you.
Nice to have you.
So where do you Thanks. Begin, like, with the budget? So you ask a town, like, hey, what's your budget?
Pretty much. Towns, municipalities, even private shows call us up. They usually have a budget. We have a little sit-down, and most of all, we do a site inspection to see if they even have them. You don't want to go in someone's backyard and their neighbor's 30 feet away. And then we put something together, and we kind of negotiate back and forth of what they want, what type of show. And then we basically go pull the permits and go through the process that we usually do for most of the shows.
What's like a small budget, and what's a large budget?
Small budget, about $5,000.
So that'll get you a show. That's five grand will get you a show.
That's one sparkler.
That will get you a show. Here, for example, we do Dodd Stadium. You know, every Friday we do Dodd Stadium up in Norwich.
Okay.
And their budget's $4,000, and we, you know, have 11 shows, I think, this year with them. So it goes down to, you know, a few thousand dollars also, depending on what type of explosives and fireworks you want.
Nice.
And then it goes all the way up to Middletown right now is probably the largest in the state of Connecticut. And that budget, just for fireworks, that's not the cost of municipality, cops, and police, and so forth. And that's up to about $60,000 this year.
Fireworks,
wow.
They're good fireworks.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, we do that also.
What's the biggest budget you've had?
A little over $100,000.
Nice.
Wow.
And what was that for?
That was actually for a couple of gentlemen down in Florida.
Oh, their own private thing? Right there. Like their own private party?
Wow. Yeah, it was at some museum that was being dedicated to them, I think.
Oh, okay, museum. Backyard barbecue.
$1,000.
Yeah, a little smokehouse fireworks show for $100,000 now.
Wow. Are you guys part of the Grucci fireworks? No,
we're American Fireworks. Grucci, Zambelli, even American Fireworks. Our company started in the early 1900s also. It's kind of still a mom and pop place. You know, the guy, Vincent Svegali, started it, and then his sons took over. And then I guess when there was no heirs, Kevin took over like in the 80s and bought the company from him. But it's an old company.
Right. And what's the biggest show or most famous show that we would recognize that you can think of that you've done?
East Haven, actually, this year was a large show. That's the second largest show we're doing this year.
Really?
East Haven. The largest, again, is Middletown for us.
But have you done one like
televised or something?
I remember the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
One was pretty big.
Yep.
Yeah, no televised ones.
Yes.
Zero televised. And I've been, you know, doing it forever, but no televised ones.
Did you have to go to
stadiums?
Oh, that's cool. Did you have to go to school for it?
Well, it's a training process because you got regulations, state and federal regulations. So right now the process is 3 years on apprenticeship with a license holder, and then you go through the process of, you know, filling the competencies that they require you to fill, and then you go and take a test for your license, and then you do usually a couple of shows with someone that shadows you or supervises you, and then you get small shows, and then we work them up to bigger shows.
So that East Haven show, I saw the video from the mayor's Facebook page, and he was showing the barge. It didn't look like your crew had a lot of room.
Yeah, they really packed that thing out. Right. My
guessing
God.
No smoking.
All explosives.
Yeah.
We were tight, but we did have a little area where we could eat lunch.
Nice.
How long are you out there?
Salmon?
He said lunch, yes. So that means.
Right.
Yeah, that day we started at 6:30 in the morning, and we didn't get onto shore until 1 a.m.
What?
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So 6:30 in the morning, you're packing the explosives on the barge?
for example, that day, 6:30, 7 o'clock, we brought the explosives down to the pier. We loaded onto the barge. We were shipped out. Once we were secure, then we could take the explosives out of the container box that we had.
What does that mean, secure?
Means that we put them in a metal container box. It's just like a regular container box you see on a ship.
Uh-huh.
And that's on the barge itself for our safety and for storage of the explosives for the trip, you know, under the bridge and around. So once we moor up in East Haven, then we're allowed to take out the explosives and unpack them and then start wiring them and so forth.
Wow. Do you make the explosives?
We make some and we buy some. But we're probably one of the few companies that actually use American shells. Now, most of them are imported from China.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
They've always been good at that.
Well, that they're known for fireworks
and firecrackers.
They're known for fireworks.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is just like a dumb childhood question. How do you guys make that smiley face or like certain designs? I see it and I'm like, wow.
They came out probably around 12 years ago, 15 years ago in that process, and they've gotten a lot better. But basically inside the canister shell or in the ball shell, there's little sections, and when the explosives go off, it basically shoots them in that different direction. So you basically have that pattern inside the shell or the ball shell.
Okay.
That goes up. And the explosive light, these we call them stars, basically that give you, the kind of effects that you have in the sky, whether it's smiley or whether it's a chrysanthemum or whether it's a palm tree and so forth and so on.
That's cool.
That East Haven show is something. Some of the balls looked like 3D. So it wasn't just a circular pattern. It was 3D.
Oh, wow.
Is that new?
Well, I can't say it's new. What happens is that most of the companies now, because of the process and the restrictions on us, it's hard to manufacture. So as I said, there's only a few manufacturing now. And most of your shells that do get imported are kind of the same basic shells. You know, maybe there's 24, 26 different shells, and they're repetitive. So we put in the American shells, and then we design them ourselves. And the refined minerals that make the colors and stuff basically, are more refined here than they are, in China. So you get a lot of different shells from us than you might not get from a few others, but there's still companies that do the American shells.
But you had one that looked like a pink Death Star.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Floating there. It looked 3D.
Right.
I've seen the, it looks like an arrow going through a heart, but like it's not just 2D. Yeah, like the arrow, like you see it actually going through.
That's really amazing, man.
We had a couple of phantom shells there that looked like they're nothing. There's like a little streak in the sky, and then you'll see that splash across the sky come out of nowhere.
Super cool.
You ever get any duds? Like one like fires out but doesn't blow up, and now you gotta figure out where the hell it went.
We get them blowing up in the tubes and so forth. That's why we e-fire everything, Security, obviously, and safety is number one, but that's why we have certain, tubes that we use for the mortars and so forth. But if we do get unexploded ordnance, we bring them back because we do have a storage facility and a magazine in the state of Connecticut.
Right.
We're getting calls for you, Andy. We're going to take this guy, Stephen Torrington. Hey, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I don't know if you remember the Torrington disaster years ago.
1991, I believe.
That'll be yes.
It was. They held it every year at Fusenich Park, and that means the bleachers were full, the parking lot was full, and a bunch of the shells went off into the crowd.
Correct.
Does that have an impact on locations for you? Did that change anything for you?
It changed nationally, basically. The national regulations changed, both the ATF Orange Book, Federal Explosives Law and Regulations Book, as well as the Connecticut regulations. So it had an effect nationally, basically, that show.
That'd be yes.
What happened? So fireworks went off, went into the crowd?
Quickly, basically, what happened was back then we were able to use cardboard mortars that the explosives went into.
And when you say we, you mean the industry. That wasn't your show.
Correct. No, it wasn't my show. The industry in general.
Right.
And what happened was once the investigation, both state and ATF did, they found that there was multiple shells in one mortar when in reality there was supposed to be only one and one only.
Oops.
And one blew and the other one blew in the rack and knocked the rack down and a few went into the audience.
Oh.
So that's why they went with wooden racks and HDPE mortars, which is secured by strapping and so forth, by 1x3 wood and so forth, and everything has to be nailed with two nails and so forth and so on. So the regulations change, restrictions change, as well as the building of the show itself completely changed. Completely.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate the info.
All right, were you there, Steve?
Thanks.
No, I was watching. Well, I wasn't there. There's a street across the Naugatuck River that people would line up because you could see it from there.
Yeah.
And I did, but you couldn't see it from that vantage point. You started hearing screaming, but you didn't know if it was, you know, in celebration.
Oh, right. Wow. Jubilant. And, boy, they're really close.
I mean, we were all watching it. You couldn't see it. It looked like there were low-lying ones because I was facing the bleachers.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, look at the mice.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Well, that's the other thing, is that sometimes when there is an explosion on the ground, you know, I think Middletown years ago, a few years back, had a fire on their barge. And at the beginning, people thought it was part of the show.
Right. You know? You don't know.
Right, they were yelling, woo! Yeah.
Was that your show,
I don't know,
Andy?
There was a fire. It wasn't like fireworks were going off. It was a fire. I mean, I don't know. You know, the picnickers thought they could go out there and roast a hot dog or something. Right. But, I mean, it was a fire. But they thought for a while it was part of the show. You know, hearing them clapping and everything.
Right. Woo! And you're all jumping off the boat.
Yeah, if there's flames or explosions.
All the guys must have been heading towards the fireboat. Trying to get off.
Right, they don't usually jump ship like that, do they?
Yeah.
That guy's supposed to be fast.
Also.
They're really committed to this.
They're good. That looks so real.
Pull the string. The life jacket didn't go off. You're sinking. Pull the string.
I'm guessing that wasn't your show.
No, it wasn't my show.
Thank goodness.
It seems like you guys get hired after something like that happens. It's like, let's get a professional company.
Right, the new company comes in. Yes.
Let's figure something out here, you know. Yeah.
How much was the East Haven show?
They spent just on fireworks because, remember, the expense is also inclusive of, you know, police and fire and
municipality
stuff. But that show strictly on fireworks was, I think, $35,000.
Nice.
Wow. So
that was a great show. They got a lot for their money.
Yeah. Because
that grand finale went on and on and on. There was a long show to begin with.
More bang for the buck.
There was a lot in the air at the same time.
Nice.
That continued for a long time. And then the grand finale, which is normally pretty short and very powerful, went on and on and on.
A prolonged
finale.
That was
worth every penny of $35,000.
Every guy wants that.
Well, it helps also if the shooter is born and raised in East Haven.
Nice.
Say.
The love was there. The love.
Is there video from the deck of the barge as the grand finale's going off?
Because
I'm imagining you can't hear anything but just thunderous explosions. There's smoke everywhere, just bright lights.
A silhouette of a guy having a cigar.
A couple of guys did take video. They were new guys, so I don't know how the video is because it's really – you know, intense on there.
Right.
Especially with the banging of the barge, you know, because it's a hollow barge. So when you get all the thumping noise going all at once, you had like 3,000 shells going off. I mean, it's intense. So the video is good at the beginning, but once the finale starts, I think it scares a lot of people.
Everybody's hair likes the 80s. Like a big hair.
Yeah, I'm thinking you smell like gunpowder for
a couple days.
You sneeze.
They look good, and then after the show, they're all, you know, disheveled. Hair all messed. Hat is lost.
Like Yosemite Sam. Ooh, I hate those fireworks.
They have that sulfur taste for about 2 days.
Everything tastes like ass.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
You sneeze in the shower, you get one of those smiley faces.
Exactly. Or something else. You know, it's all over the place. You're covered with it, you know.
The Middletown fireworks on Saturday. That sounds like one hell of a show.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest one you guys are doing in Connecticut?
That is. And it's the biggest one in general that anyone does. That and the New England Sail Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Sail Fest is good, too.
Exceeded this year because Middletown went up like 10% in their budget this year.
Ooh.
Nice. Sail Fest.
So they're big. We have a 37 by 110 size barge filled. I mean, it's packed. We're going to have to walk sideways to get by.
Nice.
Wow.
Everybody limbo.
Wow.
If anyone there wants to know, the barge is against the bulkhead, so you could take a look at it with all the mortars and everything.
No smoking.
When does that arrive?
That arrives Saturday morning, early Saturday morning around 9 o'clock.
Right. Oh, so you could walk by in the afternoon and take a look at it?
Right, no magnifying glasses.
You could walk, probably Friday night they'll probably bring it in, Mohawk tugs for us. Out of New London, and they'll bring it in Friday night. So it'll probably be there Friday night all the way till Saturday around 9 o'clock. in the morning, and then they just push us out into the river.
Okay, so you don't drive them. You don't drive them at all, like in a truck, right? Because that would suck.
we just throw them on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't away. Flick a cigarette out the window.
The truck backfires.
We got a lot of fish last year. A couple went in the river and blew up. I mean, we, you know, had a fish fry that night.
Right, smoked salmon, smoked carp, smoked everything.
Yep.
Andy, thanks so much for coming on, man. American Fireworks. It sounds like this is the company to go with if you want to do it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's the East Side manager, and we're linked up on the radio station website. Happy 4th, brother. Thank you. All right. There's a BuzzFeed article, and it's masculine guys talking about the girly things they do.
Right.
And we're going to call in ours. 203-882-9757.
Yes, you are.
It takes a masculine guy to call in and say, exactly. This is a girly thing that I do.
No judgment here.
Right. No judgment.
Unless you're really weird. Just kidding. Then we'll be judges having fun with you.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be really important to just be honest.
Yes, be honest.
So I asked Jennifer, because I figured she would be honest.
Right.
Is there a girly thing that I do?
Yes.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
All right, so here's some of the things listed in this article.
Okay.
And again, we need the men to step up here.
Yes.
Don't even call in. Or the women could call in their men.
Narc on them, yes.
Okay.
Right.
203-882-9757. Number one. We don't have names of these guys.
No.
It's just like whatever their handle is. I'm a huge Swiftie.
Oh. Oh,
I love that. Oh.
Fearless was the soundtrack to my 2009.
Oh.
Yikes. I like that. I like a Swiftie, man.
Swiftie. Yeah.
The second part was more girly than the first part.
I know. He was like, I know this album from 15 right. years ago.
It's the soundtrack to my year from 2009. That's the girly part.
Wow.
Right.
Liking Taylor Swift, I don't think is that girly.
They committed, yes.
But he didn't say, I like Taylor Swift.
I'm
he
a
said,
Swiftie.
I'm a Swiftie.
Oh, yeah, right. yeah,
he's
yeah.
a fan.
That is a different level.
A
You're handing
guy.
It over then.
That is yeah. a different level.
Yes,
I'm a Swiftie.
I'm a Swiftie. Also, I'm an iron worker.
Good for him to be man enough to admit that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Number two, I had my eyebrows waxed every week for the last 25 years.
But no unibrow, so there you go.
That's a thing. Yeah.
That's a good thing?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want, you know, if you, you don't want to have, like, you know, caterpillars in your face, yeah. You got an issue with that, you get him waxed, yeah.
There's a guy in town I run into.
Gets yeah. him done.
And he's a masculine guy.
Yeah.
And you could tell his eyebrows are like
they're
very
perfect.
Done. Like
they're
probably done every day.
They're too perfect, yeah.
And it's a little much for me to yeah. see.
Well, you also, like
the guy, to me, a guy's eyebrows should be...
No.
Not that. Not the caterpillar.
Yeah, no.
crawling across the face. Yeah. No. Because that's distracting.
Because you get that one errant one that looks like a bug's leg sticking yeah. out. Yeah, no, you don't want
no,
that.
Not good.
No.
No.
Yeah, you got to trim
you don't
that
want
back.
That.
You got to trim that back.
You got to trim it back.
Exactly.
But then there's too much.
Yeah.
Right? When it's too much.
When they're perfectly, like
it's
your
too much.
Head, like
thin
your
and arched.
Yeah,
it
yeah
looks,
that's not
yes, thin.
Thin
and arched.
Yeah. Yeah, thin and arched. Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't want the surprise look from your face. No, no, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much. It's like they're drawn on.
Yeah. It's like, wait, did you draw that on? Right. He gets mad.
It's like
wipes,
this tough guy with these.
He wipes them off and puts his
thin
mad
eyebrows.
Ones, mad ones on.
Unless he's a villain, then it works.
Right.
Right, because lots of villains out there.
And you might.
How many villains do you run into in daily life? Hey, Scotty, what?
But I think he recognizes
yeah.
that I'm weirded out by it because I'll be talking to him.
He freaks out, see his face?
No.
Do you like, look up a little?
I'll kind of like not make an eye contact. And then he'll end the conversation. I'll say, well, enjoy your dinner.
Right. All right.
His little eyebrow raise.
Right. He's so looking at me like, yeah, you're just looking at my eyebrows. Get away from me.
So he's a waiter. Gotcha.
No, he's not.
Oh.
Matthew in Oxford.
What's up, Chaz? AJ, how you guys doing?
Good, up, thank
dude?
You.
Long time listener, man. I can't even believe I called in. But anyway, so I'm a construction worker, and I drive my father crazy doing this, but I go tanning. And I get a haircut every week, and I get the eyebrows done and the whole treatment.
Wow.
I have to do it.
Nice.
All right.
A little self-care. A little
I like
self-care.
This stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I think the ladies appreciate this.
Right. Tanning, yeah. Well, tanning is not bad, not terrible.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's everyone always says Jersey Shore. They call me Jersey Shore.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Literally.
You're well done.
GTL. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm Italian. I'm bit, you know, the tanning, the muscles, the whole thing.
Oh, right,
now,
okay.
You're also bragging, but thank you. Yeah.
But there,
I drive my father crazy, dude. I drive him crazy.
Why? Dads don't understand that.
Yeah, he thinks you should just be naturally tanned.
Yeah, dads are cavemen. Yes, they are.
Well, it's he says to my girlfriend, he's like, you know, you date a gay guy. My son's gay. Wear earrings. He goes,
hold on.
Your dad's
I don't want to go down that side of the road.
Right, right.
We're just having fun over here.
Right.
But, no, it's fun. It's plenty fun. It's
okay.
Plenty fun.
All right. Right.
But yeah, man. So that's my thing. But have a great day, guys.
Comedian Ayesha May in studio. What does your fiance do?
The girliest thing I said, get pedicures. He's gone and get pedicures with me before. Doesn't get any nail polish, but he'll go and get, you know, feet cleaned,
He does
massage.
That for you, though, right? This wasn't something he was doing.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't like, let's go get a manicure. Yeah. So, yeah, he'll come with me. But, I mean, I'm sure you get a massage chair. You got the bubbles. They clean your feet. You get a little foot massage.
Yeah, I'm not into people touching my feet.
Okay.
See, I would love that, but I can't afford it, so.
Yeah. Not into it.
Yeah, pedicure.
What does he do for a living, though?
Oh, he's an engineer. Okay. So he's just at a desk all day.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's normal dude.
Gotcha.
So what are you saying? He's not masculine?
Right. Oh.
Well, no, because you say masculine. Guy's a construction worker.
Yes, yeah.
Right. He's a desk jockey. Yes.
He's a desk jockey. Yes.
A desk jockey.
He's a desk jockey. He does sports, though. He's
a smart
athletic.
Guy.
Yeah.
I'm just
I'm waiting for your guys's.
Your guys's?
You two.
You guys's.
I'm waiting. Right.
Jennifer texted me two things.
Okay.
Okay.
First of all, do I fall into the category of masculine?
You cut trees and you do a lot of manly things.
Okay.
So I say yes.
Because I know real men who work for a living.
You've killed turkeys. You've cut down trees and you do a lot of manly things. You have a tractor.
You shoot guns.
Yeah, yes. You wear a black V-neck. You got muscles.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
Feeling better about myself. You're the epitome of manly men.
You guys are so manly.
Yes.
Okay. It's funny when a comedian says that you don't know if it's a punchline.
Right.
All right.
Well, she's in the striking range, so just let me know.
All right, so Jennifer texted me two things. One, I'm scared of snakes.
Okay.
Is that girly?
No, that's cold.
I am.
That's cold survival. I'm not hanging with those damn things.
A lot of people are scared of snakes.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Right. That's called wanting to survive.
Most of the population.
Exactly. Although if you saw like a garden snake in your garden and you went, ah!
Oh, no.
Yeah,
those you play with. Yeah, those are
that.
You play with those.
Yeah.
Those are fun. They don't try and kill you.
And I enjoy arranging fresh flowers.
Oh.
Bingo.
That's adorable. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think if a girl says that's adorable, probably we found the one.
Yep.
Look at this beautiful peony bouquet.
I'm thinking pink cupcakes and tea.
I don't know. There's something relaxing about it.
Pinkies out. Yep. Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Well, so you like what you like.
It's like a smaller scale of cutting a tree down.
Yeah. You like what you like.
Trimming up the flowers. You get them in the...
Is that as far as you take it, or will you throw on like a YouTube video of someone who like knows what they're doing to learn more?
I haven't done that, but I've thought of it. I have thought of it. Because I'm at a level now where I'm like, I feel like my skills have brought me as far as I'm going to take me doing this.
Have you bought a floppy hat and gardening clogs yet?
No. No, I haven't.
All right, so you're good so far.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Let me get out of this. I got to take a call. I'm starting to sweat.
I must hit a button.
Tyler and Vernon.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you.
Good, thanks.
Mr. AJ, I want to let you know you're still my spirit animal, because some days when my airmen kind of irk me a little bit, I'm like, what would AJ say? I'd be like, let me drop you out a window. You know, let me do that.
Nice. Exactly. Let me throw you off a roof.
It's okay.
God bless you.
But if you're a spirit animal, you're definitely a honey badger for sure.
Oh,
so
there you go. See?
I'll give you that.
Cool.
But yeah, so what I mean, I've been a convoy driver for the Air Force for 13 years.
Thank
and,
you for
you know,
your
we
service,
get, no problem. I got 8 years left. I just want to enjoy them with my kids and my wife.
That being said,
you know, we get pretty dirty. You know, and we get filthy and nasty, and everybody's like, oh, convoy drivers, like, you must be rough and tough. And I'm like, no, I mean, I like to, you know, my stress reliever is I just like to bake, you know. I may be the grill sergeant at home sometimes, but then I'm Betty Crocker. So,
there you go.
You know.
That's cool.
That's also wholesome.
Nice.
What's your show-off recipe? Like, what do you make for someone that you're going to impress them?
What's your specialty?
Once a month, I make my wife a lovely, I call them the PMS brownies, which is a layer of Godiva chocolate, Hershey's chocolate, and mix in some bittersweet chocolate
and
in there.
And then you slide them under the door, right?
Yeah, slide them under the door.
Sasquatch!
Love that. But,
she returns the plate.
I know.
But yeah, you know, I just love baking. It's very therapeutic for me.
Nice.
Having PTSD, so
nice.
I really, you know, find it very therapeutic. But I'll let you go, guys. As always, the boys at Westover always appreciate you, and God bless Chaz and AJ, and God bless America.
God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you.
And I guys. Yes.
Thank you. I love that he completely embraced it. He didn't say he was Billy Crocker.
No.
He said, I'm Betty Crocker.
Yep, he owned it.
I'm in.
Right. I got that spoon.
Give me the apron.
That's me.
Is it girly that I'm too intimidated by baking to try it? Because I love cooking. I got no problem on
you
the grill.
Are a good cook,
the
though.
Stove is fine. The oven, no problem. As soon as it comes to baking something,
I think you nail it.
I'm like, nah.
I think you nail it. You're a good cook.
It's a science.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is.
Oh. It's chemistry.
Here's an idea. Try baking something and bring it in.
And we'll eat it
right,
and tell you how you did.
Oh, this is not good. Make another one.
AJ, what would you like me to make for Stunt or Stupid? Because if someone's getting sick, it'll be you.
Oh, wow.
I've made the Betty Crocker cakes before.
Yeah.
Those are easy.
I've thrown a couple eggs and...
Don't yeah.
I like how you consider that baking. It's just tossing it. That's it.
The only baking I've done...
That's level one.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I do two levels of baking. I do either the cookies you cut... off the big thing you get at the store.
So just literally, it's already made.
Basically.
There's no ruining that unless you burn it. Even if you, you could just cut them and eat them.
Right.
Right out of the pack.
Right. Or I make a perfect Pop-Tart.
That is a delicate balance as well, though.
Toast it exactly perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
That is good.
That's right. I own that.
All right, we're talking about masculine men who do girly, quote, girly things. Teabag and Monroe.
Is he underwater?
Are you he is a teabag.
He's teabagging right now, actually.
Just the explorer? Hello?
Teabag.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Good day. How's everybody? Happy hump day.
You been drinking?
How much have you had to drink?
Yeah. No, I don't. 3 years sober.
Oh, cool.
You guys actually.
That last one was a doozy. What do you got, man?
Nails. I'm a mechanic for 19 years. I actually go to the manicure, pedicure, you know?
Nice.
And now that I'm getting a little older, you know, I can't bend over to get the nails on the feet as much, so.
Right.
Perfect.
Right. So she brings the Black & Decker head trimmer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't reach, you know.
I am.
But that's it, guys. I appreciate what you guys do every day. And you guys actually did save my life, so I want to say thank you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Thank
you, brother. We're glad, man. Glad you're here.
But do you wear gloves when you're working on cars?
I try to, but sometimes, you know.
You just can't.
You get in the moment and you pick something up, and you're like, sorry.
Grab a washer or something. It's
right. Oh, God, now my fingers are dirty.
Yeah. No, but it's cool, man, because women like clean hands.
Right.
Clean feet, toenails.
Yep.
Got to get them clean.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's tough when you're a mechanic. It's very difficult to keep those nails clean.
Don't have them polish it, though. I did that once by accident. They're like, polish. I'm like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah. What goes with grease?
I'm like, so shiny.
Yeah.
I can buff. The buffing is cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that the polish?
No.
I don't know. Or they put all the
that's, like
that's what they did.
Yeah, they buff it. Yeah. They don't put polish. Just like almost like you're waxing your car.
It's like little...
I don't want that. I don't want a sheen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
See, I do it with the pedicures.
I just want them short. I want them clean.
I do the pedicures. Yeah. They're like a little shiny.
Got it, man.
Get rid of the bumps of ridges.
Have a wonderful day, okay?
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yep.
Take care.
All right. You too. All right, so here's one from the article, and we're taking your calls at 203-882-9757. Quote, I wear women's deodorant.
Oh.
It smells so much better than the men's options.
Okay.
Smells too flowery for me.
I don't have flowers. I don't have, like, bees chasing me and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think we were away one weekend. I forgot mine. I used Jennifer's. I just kept saying, where's that coming from.
Right.
I knew it wasn't me.
Why do
I
smell like a meadow?
Why do I smell you?
Yeah, why does it smell nice?
I smell like you all of a sudden. What's up with that? Yeah.
Like I shouldn't be smelling nice right now.
I need my cool wave.
Keith on the road.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
So my ball and chain calls me a girl when I ball out to certain movies like John Wick when the dog gets killed. And,
yeah, but if you don't die, I mean, if you don't cry when the dog dies.
You have no soul.
You have no soul. You just fall black inside.
Exactly. You're just dead inside.
Yeah.
I still have not seen that
movie.
You're
not even paying attention.
Right. But if you cry during like really sad commercials, okay. Then, you know.
That could be a segment here. Like, what's the most lame thing you cried at as a guy watching a movie?
Right.
Because, that's where... That's where I come up short.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Yeah, that's tough.
I got to go to bed.
I got something in my eye.
Right? No, allergies, hon. Allergies.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right, well, love you guys.
Love you too, man. Thank you. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Crying at stuff.
Yep.
You're not a crier, right? You don't have any feelings.
Thank you.
No, you're pretty much angry.
Mostly
or happy.
I'm mostly. I cry when Alfalfa like rolled that 55 Chevy in American Graffiti. I cried there. Like,
that's the problem is you don't watch things.
I cry when it comes to an animal. When it comes to an animal, I'm uncontrollable. Yeah, something sad with an animal. And you gotta forget water.
People know.
No.
No.
Nah. No, animal, yeah.
People,
since with animals, people, you probably did something stupid.
Nah.
You know, there is some truth to that. If there was an innocent animal aboard that Titan submersible, we'd still be talking about it because AJ wouldn't be able to let it go.
I'd be dressed in black right now and I'd have like the veil and the whole nine yards, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's,
yeah, thank God they didn't bring
like a
test puppy or kitten, yeah.
Yeah, the 19-year-old was...
That was sad.
Okay, but so you... I'm trying to think of a movie. Like, if you watch Schindler's List.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you cry during the... You watched the...
Passion of Christ.
Christ.
Was Jesus being beaten, okay? I'm making sure I'm going to heaven later. If I were to laugh...
That was Jim Caviezel. But okay.
But he was portraying him. I know it wasn't actually Jesus. But I'm just saying, hey... When Jesus personally comes out of his office and says, "Hey, thanks for crying," when I was being beaten in the movie,
out of his office,
right? Comes out of his office.
His office?
He's in a conference call. He's like, "Hang on a second, hang on, guys, I gotta take this." Hey, AJ, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hold on. I gotta take this.
He puts a phone.
Those other a-holes who laughed at you when you mentioned it, they're going to happen.
Doug and Talon.
I will just qualify myself as masculine by, I've been a cop for almost 30 years.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I was a soldier before that.
Thank you very much.
I camp, I hunt, bow hunt, fish, love to grill, take care of the yard, and I also clean
these
the
girls
house.
Over here.
There's a long resume here.
This has got to be a doozy.
Whatever's coming is about to blow us away.
He's totally qualified.
Right.
This is like one of those experts get on the stand, and they run through all of their credits, and you are qualified as an expert.
As a man.
But it's funny when you got into hunting and all these things. The girls, Ayesha and Ruth, they're both making faces like, ew.
They mean like mushy face.
It's not for everybody, but
like a bad stink in the area.
Oh, we have to eat.
One guy, love to shoot. So, but I also clean the house. I'm the Felix Unger of the marriage.
Oh, wow.
Between my wife and I. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She when we first got married 20 some years ago, she was working so many hours of overtime in her field that I had to basically by necessity take care of the kids in the house. Because she was working probably twice the hours I was because she made a lot more money than I did.
Right.
So the habit just kind of stuck. And now the kids are up and out, but I still do the windows. Generally, I'm the one who changes the bed sheets.
You do windows? Cool.
Yep, windows, wow. Do the dishes, do the laundry, fold the towels, put them away.
Nice.
My laundry. I've always done my own laundry ever since I was a kid.
Nice.
She does hers. But, yeah, like the community stuff, sheets and towels and whatever, that's on me. Sweep the floors, do the mopping, take out the trash, take in the empty barrels.
Damn.
you know, keep the house as clean as I can, which is not easy to do because we're both working full time and we have two dogs and two cats. But
I think Ayesha is shaking her head no and saying that
this isn't girly. This isn't girly. This is just like
taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, if you were a dude living alone, you'd do all of those things.
Say like you knit,
or you should be.
Like you knit doilies or something.
Yeah, I did live alone for like 5 years. I had my own place. And I, again, I have that Felix Unger gene. I don't know if you guys remember The Odd Couple. But
yes, of course.
She's a little more Oscar Madison. I can say that because I know she's not listening to
this. She smokes cigars. She smokes cigars, slob, and drinks beer.
Yeah. Well, right. You know, she works out. That's her thing. She works hard, and then she goes to the gym every day, and she's in fantastic shape. So, you know, I take care of the house as best I can.
But then she'll look for an outfit, and then it looks like a grenade went off in the closet.
Right, and you used to have a fit about that. All the clothes on the floor and on the bed, really. Yeah.
No comment.
There you go.
not gonna throw anybody under a bus
she's
here.
She's nearby, isn't she?
That's right.
She's listening.
Let's just say you can tell which half of the bedroom is hers and which half is mine.
That's funny. That. Right. Well, thank you for your service as a cop and in the military.
Right.
And thanks for being manly enough to call in.
Thank you.
Your girly thing. Even though the girls here, they say you're qualified as a man, but what you do is not qualified as being girly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. Some of my friends would be like, yeah, what do you, why you, you know, do all that? But I don't know. Maybe the times have changed. You know, when I was, I'm not a young guy anymore. So when I was a kid, this was probably considered not really.
Okay.
Okay. Soap opera's not why you clean.
I'll give you that the norm for guys is probably to be a little more sloppy.
Well, but it's not girly. It's not girly to be neat and clean.
Yeah, we're talking stereotypes.
I know kids who grew up and their moms never held jobs because they stayed home and the dad did all the, you know, he brought the money home and the mother ran the family and took care of the house. And
brought more tea, came home. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Doug.
So we've always reversed those roles in my house, just, you know, and I have no problem with it. That's the funny thing.
Well, thank you, Doug. So,
good for you, man.
Yeah. So have a good one.
Bye, you too, brother. Al in the shed.
Good morning, everybody.
This should be interesting.
I can't wait to hear.
Hey, now, when you guys are talking about crying, every time I see that movie, E.T., I cry. I don't care how many times I see it.
It looks just like me.
What part do you cry at?
Somewhere along the ending, I'm guessing.
When you think he's dead, yeah.
Doesn't even know.
Right, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the movie, too. But it's been a while since I've seen it.
You got to turn on your heart light. Let it shine wherever it glows.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Al.
I found the repellent.
That guy sounded like Elmer Fudd. I loved it.
Al from the shed.
He's my friend.
I love it.
Brian in Bristol.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Show.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
I don't really have some kind of impressive resume about cop and all that other
it's
stuff.
It's not a contest.
I love bubble baths.
You love bubble baths.
Yeah.
Actual bubbles.
I like that.
Or you keep being first.
Yeah. Oh, I've the whole thing, the Dr. Teals, the face mask. I love it all, you know?
Do you put candles around the tub? Do you put candles around the tub?
No candles.
You got great skin.
No, I bring other stuff.
Right.
All right. Do you play Adele while you're in the tub?
Yeah, no Adele. No, Adele. I like rock and roll.
Right. Okay.
That doesn't change. I consider myself masculine. I'm covered in tattoos. I ride a motorcycle.
Right.
You know, I like bubble baths.
What about what is it?
Like Mr. Bubble?
You don't have to look at your junk? What is it about the bubbles that you find appealing?
Oh, no, I look at it when I'm in the tub.
I like making my own bubbles.
It's warm. Hey, it's warm. It's relaxing. Yeah.
Hey.
Smells good.
What's your go-to bath bomb?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I love that. Well,
great form right
That's
now.
A good one. It's a good way to end this segment.
It is.
Brian, thank you, man. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Bubble bath biker.
You got it, guys. Love you guys.
Love you, bath.
Too. Triple B.
And he's going to have to just be Bubble Bath Brian from now.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.